And you get Wotan with Loga, the god of fire. They go down to Nibelheim. There's this wonderful music with the descent. And you'll hear 18 anvils, those great big real anvils being hit in time, which are the Nibelungs working away on their anvils in Nibelheim. And that, for me, is the centerpiece. And we've also got a wonderful finale with the god's entry to Valhalla, where Fro creates his rainbow bridge, and they walk over the bridge to Valhalla and take up what they think is their mighty, powerful, impregnable fortress. So yeah, I think it's a fantastic opera on its own, in fact, and probably the best way to get into Wagner if you're a beginner.
And throughout The Ring, I mean, this is the other glossary term that you really need to kind of tackle, are leitmotifs. So, through Rheingold and every single one of the operas, there are these musical signifiers. I mean, what exactly is a leitmotif? And crucially, do we need to know them before we go in?
I think you don't need to know them. There was a point at which all discussion of Wagner and The Ring was just entirely about sort of leitmotifs. I mean, I can even remember lectures in college which were just sort of consisted of sort of moving the needle on the gramophone. Here is the sword motif. Here is the Valhalla motif. I mean, it's kind of interesting, but I mean, the point is that you will, anybody listening, watching, will rapidly get the idea. I mean, they help you to identify things. They help you to identify emotions. They help you to identify props. And then as the piece goes on, he becomes more subtle. He uses them as sort of jokes. You get things you don't expect. You can sort of almost see the plot sort of going against itself purely in musical terms. But it's not absolutely necessary to sit down and say, oh, I can't remember what the Ring motif is. Oh, I can't remember what the Valhalla motif is. Because you'll have a chance to get that, hearing.
And I imagine listening to it over and over and over and over again, one starts to get to know it more and more, and that there are more riches to find in it. We're going to have to leave it there, but huge thanks to my two guests, Nick Baragwanath and Mike Ashman, for taking us through Rheingold. Thank you both.
Well, thank you.
That was Sarah Moore Peach at the Royal College of Music earlier this afternoon, and she'll be back tomorrow to introduce the next Proms Plus during the Ring cycle in the first interval of Wagner's Die Walküre. So welcome back to the Royal Albert Hall, where the first ever Ring cycle in a single Proms season is just about to start. I'm Tom Service. Daniel Barenboim conducts the Staatskapelle Berlin tonight, Tuesday, Friday and Sunday, and it all begins right now with Das Rheingold. This is music that Daniel Barenboim has been conducting for a quarter century now. He first led The Ring at Wagner's own theatre, Bayreuth, in 1988. And he's been conducting it with this orchestra, who are coming on stage at the Royal Albert Hall here right now, at their opera house, the Staatsoper in Berlin, for 20 years. That means we're going to hear a really Rhine-soaked Wagnerian partnership. After rehearsals yesterday, I asked Daniel Barenboim how he and the orchestra were feeling on the edge of this mammoth musical task, The Ring in a week.
First of all, one has to say that to play The Ring in such a short span of time is not an athletic act of, acrobatics. I think the distance between the performances that Wagner himself wanted and did in 1876 was Rheingold, and the next day Walküre, then a free day, then Siegfried, then a free day, and the Götterdämmerung. And I think this is absolutely right to observe. I mean, we have one day more here, but that doesn't make any difference. Because you get a completely different perspective. You see Rheingold really as the eve. He calls it Rheingold the eve, and then 3 days. And the development of the pieces and of the music, and the story too, but especially of the music, is so much stronger, and it is a huge, huge journey for those people who make it. And the musicians feel that, and many of them have fought with their colleagues to play all the cycle, because it is a very, very special experience.
Daniel Barenboim, and we'll be hearing more from him throughout the cycle. And it's going to be a special experience for us too. So Das Rheingold, which was completed in 1854, has four scenes that play without an interval for 2.5 hours or so. When the opera opens, all is well with the world, with the Rhine, and the three Rhine maidens and their gold. Until that is, the Nibelung dwarf Alberich appears, and by renouncing love, Alberich is able to steal the Rhine maiden's gold to fashion it into a ring with which he can rule the world. In the second scene, the gods Wotan and his wife Fricka debate the bargain that Wotan has entered into with the giants to build him Valhalla, a castle for the gods. Wotan promised to give them Freya, the goddess of beauty, whose apples keep the gods ever youthful. But he's come up with a scheme to get out of this pretty stupid idea. Applause there for the Staatskapelle Berlin, who are on their feet welcoming their leader on stage. But Wotan has come up with a scheme to get out of this pretty stupid idea because the god of fire, Loga, has been dispatched to find something of even greater value than Freya to the giants. Impossible, Loga says, but there is a ring forged by a dwarf who's given up love and his gold. The giants, Fasold and Fafner, whose entrance you can't miss with their marmorially lugubrious music, agree not to take off with Freya so long as they can get their hands on the gold. But that means that Loga and Wotan have to steal it from Alberich, which they do down in Nibelheim. Alberich has enslaved his people. His brother Mima has created a Tarnhelm, a helmet that turns anyone who wears it into a shapeshifter. Alberich unwisely shows off this magic to Wotan and Loga, becoming first a dragon and then an all too easily captured frog. They take Alberich prisoner back to their godly mountaintop. In the fourth and final scene of Das Rheingold, Alberich is forced to trade all of his gold for his freedom, including the ring, which Wotan swipes from his finger. Alberich curses the ring. Anyone who wears it will be killed by the next person who desires it. The giants return with Freya. For the bargain to be fulfilled, the giants demand that Wotan relinquish the ring. He refuses, but Erda, Earth Mother Goddess, older even than Wotan, suddenly appears and tells Wotan to give the ring to them. He does. Fafner and Fasolt, the giants, fight over it, and Fasolt is killed, fulfilling the curse for the first time. But at the end of the opera, it's as if all that nastiness never happened, and the gods climb a rainbow bridge of shimmering harp-festooned sound into Valhalla. The voices you'll hear in order of their appearance tonight in this performance, the Rhine Maidens, Aga Mikalai, Maria Gotsevskaya, and Anna Lapkovskaya, Johannes Martin Krenzler is the dwarf Alberich, Yekaterina Gubanova is Fricka, and Ian Patterson, the leader of the gods Wotan. Anna Samuel sings Freya, and the two giants Fasolt and Fafner are sung by Stefan Milling and Eric Halferson. Marius Flad is Fro, and Jan Buchwald Donner, the god of fire Loga, Stefan Rügamer, and the hapless mimer Peter Bronder. Erda is sung tonight by Anna Larsen. The Staatskapelle Berlin is conducted by Daniel Barenboim, who's coming on stage now here at the Royal Albert Hall, set to this huge applause from a sold-out Royal Albert Hall, to conduct the most epic prelude in musical history, the existential upbeat to Wagner's Ring Cycle. Das Rheingold.
dich, neidliches Volk, aus Liebe halb zu Nacht, lad ich mich gern, neigtet ihr euch zu mir. Ich zackt, zuckt und zehrt sie mein Herz, lacht mir so zierliches Lob. ertragt, zähmt ich ihr trotzig getickt, dass sie die Meere alle mir schüfen. Die steht nun dank den Starken, um den Sold sorge ich nicht.
Lass ihn drohen,
zum Vertrage mir riet, versprach mir Freier zu lösen. Auf ihn verlass ich mich nun.
Till, lass dich los! Dort schreifen rasch den Wesen her.
Es beladen Bandes Blut.
und frei erträgen zu wollen die Träume. Ein dummer Riese rät dir das. Du Weiser, bis es von ihm. Was wir zum Scherz nur beschlossen. Die liebliche Göttin lebt und leicht, was taugt euch Tölpel, ihr reicht? Hängst uns ab die Unrecht, die ihr durch Schönheit das Geschlecht, wie töricht riet ihr nach Firmen von Stein, setzt um Burg und Soll, Weibes ohne zum Pfand. Wir plumpeln, plagen uns, schwitzen mit schwieriger Hand. Honig und Mild bei uns armen Bohnen. Und verkehrt nennst du den Kauf, wenn wir nicht freies Haft hilft wenig, doch viel gilt, denn könnten sie zu entreißen, ohne Äpfel wachsen in ihrem Garten, sie allein, freist die Äpfel zu fliegen, der Frucht genuss frommt ihren Sippen, zur ewig die alternde Jugend. Sei sie entführt, Loge säumt zu lang, schließt den Bescheid, den Verfang der Zoll, kein anderer Freier allein. Oder folgen uns.
Oh! Jetzt fang ich's. Hört, was euch fehlt. Von Freias Frucht erlossen ihr heute noch nicht. Die goldene Empfang in ihrem Kanton. Kümmert's minder, an jeder Karte freier von je, knausend die köstliche Frucht. Denn halb so echt nur bin ich wie sie. Doch ihr setzt alles auf das hingende Obst, das wussten die Riesen wohl. Auf euer Leben legt sie's an, sollt ihr das Herz. Mit mir hinein.
erzähl euch, fällt ich hier und da, was hier und da etwas gestalt. Geschmiedet und fertig gefügt, wie ich's befahl. So wollte der Tropfschlau mich betrügen, für sich erhalten das hehre Geschmeid, das meine List ihn zu schmieden gelehrt. Kenn ich nicht tummen Dieb? So, höre mich doch, doch auf mein Kopf, denn das wird ein Diebsgerüst. Hey, hey, au, au, au! Ach, Totoma, dein Welt erfährt sich gut.
Geschmiede zu binden so kühne Gäste glaubt, kenn ich gut. Kennst du mich gut, kindischer Alp? Nun sag, wer bin ich, dass du so bist? In kaltem Loch verkauft du magst, wer kommt dir Licht? Und wer deine loben Loge nie dir gelacht? Was hilft dir dein Schmieden, falls dich die Schmiede dir bricht? Dir bin ich Vetter und war dir Freund, nicht Feind, drum bringt mich dein Dank.
Im Licht allen lacht jetzt, loben er ist geschehen. Bist du falscher, ihr Freund, wie mir freut, du einst warst? Aha, mich freut, von ihnen fürcht ich dann nichts.
So denk ich, kannst du mir trauen?
Deiner Untreu trau ich nicht deiner Treu. Doch getrost trotz ich euch allen.
Oh, Mut war bei deiner Macht, bin mich groß, wuchs mir die Kraft.
Siehst du den Ort, den mein Herr dort mir gehäuft?
So manchen sah ich noch nie.
Das ist mir heut ein kärglich Häufchen. Kühl und mächtig soll er künftig sich sehen. So war's doch front, er der Hort, erfreutlos Nibelheim und nichts für Schätze hier falsch. Schätze zu schaffen und Schätze zu fehlen, nützt mir Nibelheims Nacht, doch mit dem
Wie oft hast du nicht Wunder?
Thank you. Zeugen, zur großen Schlange schubst du dich schnell, wenn ich gewahrt, bin ich kaut dich den Boden. Doch wie du wuchst, ganz doch winzig, klein dich schaffen, das Klügste schien mir das Gefahren schlau zu entfliehen. Das aber bringt mir zu spät.
So schert dir, falsch zu tun. Wie klein soll ich sein?
Als die feinste Klinze nicht fasse, wo bang die Kröte sich wirkt.
Ha, nichts leichter. Lube, du Hirn. Krumm und grau. Grieche Kröte.
Gott, die Kröte, greife sie rasch.
Oh, hey, verflucht, ich bin gefangen.
Weil die Pest mich gekommt.
Thank you. dämlicher Schächer, du Schalk, du Schelm. Löse den Ast, binde mich los, den Frevel, sonst büßest du frecher. Erfangen bist du, fest mir gefesselt, wie du die Welt, was lebt und webt, in deiner Gewalt schon wendest. In Banden liegst du vor mir, und wahr kannst es nicht leugnen, zu legen dich, bedarfst von der Lüft. Oh, ich tropf, ich träume nach Tor, wie dumm traut dich den diebischen Druck, furcht alle Lachen. Das Lobe dort hält, das gib mir nun glücklich zurück.
zur Buße gehört auch die Weite.
Verflucht hat die, doch nur in Gold. Denn den alten Geschuf schafft einen anderen, doch halt ich die Macht der Liebe gehorcht. Schön zwar ist's dem schlauen Feind zu lassen, die listige. Ich ließ euch alles. Jetzt löst ihr Bösen das Band.
Bist du befriedigt? Lass ich ihn frei.
Ein goldener Ring ragt ihr am Finger. Hört's mal. Der Abdicht gehört mir zum Mord.
Der Ring!
Zu deiner Lösung musst du ihn lassen.
Das Leben, doch nicht den Ring.
Den Ring verlang ich mit dem Leben, mach was du willst. Löse ich mir Leib und Leben, den Ring auch muss ich mir lösen. Hand und Haupt, Auge und Ohr sind nicht mehr mein eigen, als hier dieser rote Ring. Dein eigen nennst du den Ring, rasest du schamlose Alben. Sag, wem entnahmst du das Gold, darfst du den schimmenden Schuss? War's dein eigen, was du Ärger der Hosen tiefer entwandt? Eines Heimes Wächter holen ihr Rat, ob ihr Gold sie zu eigen mir gaben, dass du zum Ring mir gelobt.
Thank you. zergelöst, bind ihn los. Schlüpfe denn heim, keine Schlinge hält dich, frei fahr dahin. Bin ich nun frei? Wirklich frei? So grüß euch denn meine Freiheit, erster Gruß. Wie durch Fluch ihr mir geriet, verflucht sei dieser Ring. Ob sein Gold mir Macht ohne Maß, nun zeugt sein Zaubertod, den er ihn trägt. Ein Flor soll seiner sich freuen, keine glückliche Lache sein lichter Glanz. Wer ihn besitzt, den zehre die Sorge, und wer ihn nicht hat, den nage der Neid. Jeder gierte nach seinem Gut, doch keiner genieße mit Nutzen sein, ohne Fluch erhöht ihn sein Herr. Doch die Fürgen fesseln ihn Feigen die Furcht. Solang er lebt, sterb er lechzend dahin. Es ring es her, als es ring es verlässt. Bis in meiner Hand den Geraubten wieder ich hab.
zwischen Heims ragender Mauer rasteten wir. Mit treuem Mut des Vertrages Pfand pflegten wir. Nach Freiers Gestalt.
das Gewirk ist auf den Hort.
Wie? Auf den Helm?
Hurtig, her mit ihm!
Lass ihn denn fahren!
So sind wir denn fertig. Seid ihr zufrieden?
Freier! So ist sie gelöst, muss ich sie lassen.
Thank you.
mich Sorgen und Fürchten. Ich muss ihn fassen, alles erfahren.
Was willst du, bitte,
Mann? All meine Mutter mit Treue gegene, achte ihr Wort.
Halt, du Gierige, gönne mir auch was. Redliche Teilung taugt uns beide.
Mehr an der Maid als an Gold, nach der verliebten Deck. Mit Milz und Taufel mucht ich dich tonen, ohne zu teilen, hättest du freier gefreit. Teil ich den Hort, billig behalte ich die größte Hälfte für. Schändlicher du, wer die dein Schiff, oh, ich ruf ich so richtig, teile das Fleisch und trieb ich den Ort.
Den Ort lass ihn rachen, halte nur auf den Ring.
Zurück, du Frecher, mein ist der Ring, mir blieb es für freies Blitz,
und mit der Horst, der Ring ist frei.
Ich kann ihn dir gehören,
halt ihn fest, dass er dich freut.
Den Leif will
truly Valhalla-like cheer for Daniel Barenboim and the Staatskapelle Berlin for that performance of Wagner's Das Rheingold at the Proms. Daniel Barenboim shakes the hand of tonight's concert master Wolf-Dieter Batzdorf and hails the six harps at the back of the orchestra, the Wagner tubas, the brass section with its contrabass trombone, its bass trumpet and the huge string section, and accepts that gigantic ovation from this completely full Royal Albert Hall. The last words you heard in Das Rheingold, goodness and truth dwell in the waters, false and base, all those who dwell up above. The warning of the Rhine maidens at the end of the piece. Words that Wotan perhaps ought to heed for what happens next in the Ring Cycle. This, the first complete performance of Wagner's Ring Cycle in a single season at the Proms. The singers you heard in that performance, the Rhine maidens, Aga Mikolai, Maria Gotsevskaya and Anna Lapkovskaya, Johannes Martin Krenzler was Alberich, Ekaterina Gubanova Fricka, and Ian Patterson sang the leader of the gods, Wotan. Anna Samuel was Freya, and the two giants, Fasolt and Fafner, were sung by the granite-hewn Stefan Milling and Erik Halvorsen. Marius Flad was Fro, and Jan Buchwald, Donner. The god of fire, Loga, Stefan Rügamer, and Mima, Peter Bronder. The Rhine maidens coming on stage for their applause, for this ovation from the Promers and the rest of the Royal Albert Hall audience. Erda was sung tonight by Anna Larsson, thrillingly emerging from above the bust of Henry Wood that stands behind the timpanist on stage here at the Royal Albert Hall, just underneath the organ. A wonderful coup de théâtre. And Justin Way was the stage director who commanded all of the entrances and exits around the Royal Albert Hall stage here, making the whole place a pretty convincing impression of Valhalla. Staatskapelle Berlin and Daniel Barenboim on their feet again at the end of that performance. Well, there's more, of course, tomorrow night in Die Walküre. You can hear Brunhilde, sung by Nina Stemmer, and Wotan of Bryn Terfel. Another massive round of applause for the cast tonight. And the action and terrible consequences of Wotan's life of bargains and contracts and thievery begins to bear its mythic and murderous fruit. That prophecy of the Rhine maidens really ought to be ringing in all of our ears. This is real theatre that's happening in the Royal Albert Hall. A concert performance maybe, but given the absolute intensity and commitment of all of the performers on stage tonight, and indeed all of us listening here in the Royal Albert Hall, and you at home too. Time now, though, to hand you back for the rest of this evening's programmes on BBC Radio 3 to Broadcasting House.
Tom, thank you very much indeed. Tom Service at the Royal Albert Hall for us this evening. And a reminder that in this special anniversary year, we're giving you the opportunity to download a special opera guide to every opera by Verdi, Britten and, of course, Wagner. Everything you need to know in a handy 8 minutes or so. You can find that guide to each episode of The Ring on the event pages of the Proms website, which you can very easily find by going to the Radio 3 website, if that's easier for you. Well, we're back at the Royal Albert Hall tomorrow for Valkyrie, Siegfried on Friday. There's then a sort of Wagnerian break in that on Saturday evening we shall be relaying from the Proms a performance of Tristan und Isolde, and then Götterdämmerung, The Twilight of the Dogs, brings the cycle by Barenboim to a close on Sunday. This is BBC Radio 3. A very good evening to you. I'm Ian Skelly here to guide you through programmes and the music for the next hour or so this evening. The time is now 9:40, and I thought you might like to know that while we were immersed in the comings and the goings in Nibelheim, the news has come through of a new arrival in a hospital in West London. Kensington Palace has announced that the Duchess of Cambridge has given birth to a boy. A statement said the baby, who weighed 8 pounds, 6 ounces, was safely delivered at 4:24 this afternoon. A spokesman for Buckingham Palace said the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh were delighted at the news, and a formal signed bulletin announcing the news has been put on display at Buckingham Palace, where huge crowds have gathered. So, a good reason for a royal firework. Réjouissance, the rejoicing, the fourth movement of Handel's music for the Royal Fireworks, played by the English Concert, directed by Trevor Pinnock, and Radio 3's unique way of marking the arrival of a new royal baby, a baby boy, born at 24 minutes past four this afternoon, recently announced in the traditional way with a foolscap piece of paper displayed to the massed crowds outside Buckingham Palace as a full moon rose over the City of London. Although if you're in any doubt this evening, all you have to do if you're in London is look up at BT Tower, because there is an enormous illuminated sign revolving around the tower which simply says, "It's a boy." Well, our next scheduled programme tonight on Radio 3 is a Proms Plus late session, music from the Elgar Room at the Royal Albert Hall, a short session by Jazz Lines, which is part of the jazz programme at Birmingham's Town Hall and Symphony Hall. And alongside them, you can hear the poet Martha Spratland and the Alex Wood Quintet. That's in just over 20 minutes' time tonight here on Radio 3. Music next, though, by Wagner's father-in-law, a composer well known for his many transcriptions of Wagner's music. But in this case, this is Liszt applying those skills to the music of Bach. This is the Prelude and Fugue by Bach, a prelude, in fact, for organ rather than harpsichord. Liszt took the music and applied his own dramatic magic to it, producing something which is still very much Bach. But there's no doubting the presence of the great Hungarian showman in this piece, especially in the very haunting opening section. It's played by Hélène Grimaud. Grammo playing the Prelude and Fugue in A minor for organ by Bach, BWV 543, powerfully transcribed by Liszt, so losing nothing of the might of the organ, even though he prepared it for the piano. Liszt was father-in-law to tonight's composer at the proms, Richard Wagner, and I thought we could return to the city Wagner spent time in during his late 20s, the city of Dresden, next. He either became, or at least claimed to have been, a revolutionary in Dresden. He managed to escape arrest by fleeing first to Paris and then to Switzerland. Well, this is music from an earlier era when the orchestra at Dresden enjoyed something of a golden age. The Dresden Orchestra was highly regarded, including by the man who eventually returned to Dresden and destroyed it, Frederick the Great, whose Prussian army bombarded the city in 1760. But before then, the orchestra was at the forefront of playing music like this, a concerto by Vivaldi. This is a recent recording which uses instruments that would have been employed by the Dresden Orchestra at the time. It's by Les Ambassadeurs, and they're directed by Alexis Kosenko.
Thank you.
Les Ambassadeurs playing a concerto by Vivaldi, RV 568. Zafira Valova played the solo violin and they were directed by Alexis Kosenko. You're listening to BBC Radio 3. Well, next tonight, Georgia Mann introduces our first Proms Plus late session in an event recorded last week at the Royal Albert Hall's Elgar Room.
Good evening and welcome to the first of this year's Proms Plus Lates, where the Proms goes upstairs at the Royal Albert Hall to the atmospherically lit Elgar Room and settles back with a glass of something soothing for some late night fare in the form of live poetry and music. We start the season off this evening with those two beautifully matched bedfellows, poetry and jazz. And the jazz comes courtesy of the Alex Woods Quintet, who have braved a single lane M40 for us to be with us this evening, heading down from the Midlands, where they all first met. They are a virtuosic mix of alumni and undergrads from both Birmingham Conservatoire and the city's Academy of Music. Alex first picked up the saxophone, he thinks, at about the age of 10, just after getting the hang of both the organ and the piano. By the age of 12, somewhat concerningly, he was being booked to play at jazz clubs when most of us were settling down to some homework. And he already has a brace of awards to his name, and he's setting off in September for the prestigious Manhattan Music School in New York, which I believe boasts Herbie Hancock and Harry Connick Jr. among its alumni. So no pressure there then, Alex. Our poet this evening is Martha Spracklund, another youthful high achiever. She won the Foyle Young Poet of the Year award twice, started poetry magazine Cake in her first year at university, and that's still going from strength to strength, and she's currently assistant poetry editor for Faber and Faber, so right at the beating heart of the poetry scene, and we'll be hearing from her very soon. But starting us off this evening, it's the Alex Woods Quintet. Alex on sax, Andy Bunting on piano, Gareth Fowler on guitar, James Banner on bass, and Jay Davis on drums, with the intriguingly titled Blues for Why.
Thank you.
the turn off to Bordillo del Monte, your car touches the embankment. The gentlest meeting of wheel and earth, which sends the car upwards. Your eyes are in the rearview mirror, one hand on the wheel, the other leaving my thigh like a bird launched into sudden flight. Inside the car, there are only fractions. Your foot at the pedal takes years, my fingers reaching for you slow to milliseconds. And I remember, fleetingly, the lit sign over the motorway which you helped me translate. A 150 no se salva nadie. Remember when my mother visited? She sat in the back seat as we sped her along the vast strip of the M80. I felt so adult that day. In my city, with my lover singing songs in Spanish, my mother, the child, strapped into the back seat, not understanding any of the words. I was cavalier about the speeding, about the pipas and fag ends littering the bar floors, about the leering men, the reek on Calle La Palma. You're swearing. The seconds mount, endless, and we're suspended in the air, one tire blown, the others hanging redundant. Your breath covers me, cariño, chicle and cigarettes. Imagine the landing, the jolt and the clout of machinery. Or, if you prefer, imagine this, the ritual lighting of my cigarette from his. The engine silenced for the ascent, the land slipping away, undeserving.
Thank you.
smouldering rise along the oil seed field, my double has me dream of the new cut lane. One of us is down there, climbing from the smashed window of Laura's car, cutting her fingers on the dash. Beside me, the other turns. My alter ego, second self, my lodestar, the one I've left behind in a shallow ditch in Lancashire. She's always trying to lure me home. Sometimes she fills my pockets with sand. Last week, there was an animal's skull on the kitchen table. Imagine that city foxes dream of the wild, of fat grain-fed prey, of black nights, of smoke and salt and the huddled cops on Brinkley Rise. One fox barks outside my window and I wake kicking a path through the bed covers, through the yellow dream fields, my legs syrupy and slow. My bleeding hand, no, the dream is clearing. My white, unwounded hand is held across my chest. The empty room is so clean and laughs at me, everything laughing as I leave the house. I've had this dream before. Billy is fumbling the back door handle, his nose spilling an elegant line of blood onto the seat. My fingers are torn. It won't be long, I know, until the gritty water is seeping in. Through the webbed glass, my other watches, then turns tail across the field, as the first curl of smoke rises from underneath the car. The night was so black there, all the stars visible and burning.
That was our first Proms Plus late session, recorded last week at the Royal Albert Hall's Elgar Room with the Alex Woods Quintet and the poet Martha Sprackland. And the programme was introduced by Georgia Mann. There's more jazz in just over half an hour tonight on Radio 3. Jez Nelson is your host for Jazz on 3, contemporary jazz, and tonight a session from two experimental bands, Trio VD and Shatner's Bassoon, they're called. Jazz on 3 begins at 11 tonight. And before then, we continue with our current series of essays. The poet Wendy Cope takes a personal look at the pianos that she's known and played in her life. The Piano in Five Pieces is at 10:45 tonight here on Radio 3. In the meantime, music performed by one of Radio 3's new generation artists. She's Clara Morith, who actually is drawing close to the end of her time in the scheme, which seeks to give young and promising musicians lots of different high-level exposure throughout their time on the scheme. You may have caught her performing yesterday on Radio 3 with the first-ever guitarist on the scheme, Sean Sheba. But she's here with the pianist, who has played alongside many a member of the scheme, Joseph Middleton. This is a song by Duparc, the Romance de Mignon.
Oh,